Pam Iorio left office with an 87% approval rating. 7 months after leaving public life, she now lectures on leadership at the University of Tampa's College of Business. When asked if she would compete for the governor's seat, she admittedly delivered a typical non-answer.
Well, you know, you just can't rule things out in life, and I feel like I'm too young to rule anything out. But there is life after public life, and I've been enjoying these past 7 months and doing a lot of things revolving around leadership.
Looking back at her time in office, Iorio recalled her experiences with the Tampa Police Department. As early as the day she was sworn in, she was faced with a palpable crisis.
I hadn't built my staff yet, and I hadn't come from the city government. I'd come from county government, so I really didn't understand the structure of city government very well. So I'd just been sworn in, and Captain Bennett took me over to the side. He said, "Mayor, I hate to break you away from all the well-wishers," he said, "but we just got a report from the FBI that a car loaded with explosives is headed towards MacDill Air Force Base." And this was 2 years after 9/11, you know, just 2 years. And he said, "So this seems very credible, and I think we've got a real problem here." Right, welcome to the job as mayor, right? We have a do-over, Fran, right? You begin to wonder.
She said this was a defining moment in her career. The crisis spurred her to grow and develop her own unique leadership style as mayor.
So I went back with all the well-wishers, and about 40 minutes later, he pulled me back, and he said, "It's been cleared, and there is no threat." And I said, "Great, now I can be mayor, you know, I can relax." But, you know, I hadn't really thought about what my leadership style was. I don't think, even though I had run for mayor and I had previously been supervisor of elections and county commissioner, I don't think I had really stopped to think, what is my leadership style? And sometimes you really don't know what your leadership style is until you're hit with a real crisis or a tragedy.
While she was mayor, she recalled that Tampa residents would often impatiently ask her to take action and order people to follow her demands. She said that the way somebody wields power says a lot about who that person really is at the core.
You know, I'm a fact-based person. I like to hear all points of view. I like to give myself time to think. I like to be methodical in my decision-making. I like to be calm because I like calmness when I'm making decisions. I don't like erratic behavior. I don't like a lot of emotion around me when we're making important decisions that affect other people's lives. So you begin to learn these things about yourself as you go along.
Iorio encouraged the crowd of about 30 people that she is most inspired when people find the resilience and courage to embrace their own sense of leadership that exists inside each of us. An audience member asked her if she thought that the protesters at Occupy Tampa are demonstrating such leadership. She agreed, they are.
It is a form of leadership. Protests have been part of our country since tea was thrown in the Boston Harbor. And so that has been part of the fabric of America. And that's one of the great things about our country, that we can decide that we're going to say and do whatever we want and get out there. Freedom of speech. It's a good exercise. Good exercise. You know, I think it's important that people feel that they can vent in that kind of way. Protests are an important part of the American culture.
Speaking of her successor, Iorio deemed Mayor Bob Buckhorn's performance thus far as praiseworthy, but she would not comment on her thoughts about the more than 24 arrests of Occupy Tampa protesters over the last 3 weeks.
I don't know anything about the arrests, so I wouldn't know anything more than I read in the paper, so I really don't feel that I'm in a position to comment on them.
Since September, members of Occupy Tampa have been protesting in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street. Protesters from Occupy Tampa feel they too have the right to assemble in a public space. Echoing Mayor Buckhorn's position, Iorio said it's essential to balance the needs of all Tampa residents.
Well, we have to remember that parks are for everybody and that a lot of families use parks, and we have dog parks and we have playgrounds and parks, and the families are for all the residents of the city of Tampa and for our visitors too. So we have to always compromise, and that's one of the points that I have in my book, that the answers are usually in the middle. And if, you know, we listen to one another, we can find answers that are in the middle and reach accommodations.
Buckhorn has the monumental task of presiding over the city of Tampa during the Republican National Convention. He has promised that there will be so-called free speech zones to keep the interests of protesters and conventioners from interfering. Iorio said that when she was mayor, she did away with such zones altogether.
I don't have any thoughts or comments about anything that Mayor Buckhorn may do in the future, but I will say that when I became mayor in 2003, at that time it was the city's policy that if people protested, that they were put in special protesting free speech zones. And one of the first things I did as mayor was I got rid of those zones because I didn't believe in segregating protesters into zones. I felt that the whole city is a free speech zone. So that was something that I changed when I became mayor back in 2003. That's not to say, though, that I have any thoughts about what Mayor Buckhorn might do. And he has a special set of circumstances with the RNC coming in, and that's unprecedented in our city history. So I don't want my comments to in any way reflect on anything he might do.
The former mayor said that writing the book was difficult for her since she considers herself to be more of an extrovert and that she would not be too excited to take on such an introverted task again anytime soon. But Iorio said she loves to read, especially biographies and historical fiction. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.